Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Coast to coast, across America, around the world, on the American Forces Network, this is Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie, wishing you all a happy and safe Labor Day weekend. For Tee to Green, it's a road trip weekend. We are not at the usual spot. Our usual home, the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We are in the Colorado High Country, an area called the Middle Park region of Grand County, some 90 minutes west of Denver. In the town of Granby, one of the four golf courses in the area is called Grand Elk, and that's where we are today. Grand Elk, the only golf course in Colorado designed by former Masters champion Craig Stadler. 18 holes, par 71, a Lynx Highland layout, which is kind of surprising given the fact that we're in the Colorado Mountains. We're about 8,000 feet elevation, but it's Lynx Golf at Grand Elk, the centerpiece of the Grand Elk community here in Granby, Colorado. Our guest lineup today, well, we've got three guys who will tell us all we need to know and all you need to know about Granby and Grand Elk. Mike Ritter, the PGA head professional, will be up first, followed by the general manager of Grand Elk, Larry Burks. And then we have a Grand Elk's member and a member of the planning committee, John Riddle, who will be joining us as well. Today, our guests on Tee to Green. Great to have you with us. Granby is the gateway to Rocky Mountain National Park. So besides golf, there's a lot of other things going on. There's hunting, there's fishing, there's hiking, there's biking, there's all sorts of outdoor activity. But golf is what we'll be talking about today as we celebrate the last big holiday weekend of summer, Labor Day weekend, from Grand Elk here on Tee to Green. Again, I'm Jay Ritchie. In studio today is Scott Cuddy in Master Control. Visit our website, teetogreenradio.com. Like us on Facebook as well. This is America's longest-running network radio golf show. It's Tee to Green on a Labor Day road trip weekend. We'll be back with the show right after this.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show.
Thank you, Mr. Buffett, for getting the show going here on a Labor Day weekend. It is Tee to Green, and it's a road trip weekend as well as Labor Day weekend for Tee to Green. Destination listening for dedicated golfers, and our destination this weekend is Granby, Colorado. We were on our way to San Francisco for a Labor Day weekend show. We decided to stop off here in Granby for today's edition of Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie. Great to have you with us, and we hope wherever you are, you're having a happy and safe Labor Day weekend, the final big holiday weekend of the summer, and we finally got the show on the road for the summer of 2018, and we are thrilled to be here in Grand County in Colorado, about 90 minutes west of Denver. Drove up from Colorado Springs yesterday. It's about a three-hour drive, depending on traffic, I-25 to C-470 to 40, and right on up, is it Berthoud Pass? Mm-hmm. Berthoud Pass. Get over Berthoud Pass, and you're into Winter Park. Then you're into Fraser, Tabernash, and, of course, Granby. And here in Granby, they have a great golf course. They have four terrific golf courses in the area, in the surrounding area here in the Grand County. And this one is called Grand Elk, designed by Craig Stadler, the only golf course in the state of Colorado designed by Craig Stadler. The head pro is Mike Ritter. Mike is with us today. Larry Burks, the GM, will be joining us a little bit later. And John Riddle, one of the members here at Grand Elks and a member of their planning committee, will be joining us today. But sitting right across the table from me right now is Mike Ritter, the head pro. Hi, Mike. Thanks for having us out.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for coming up on this beautiful Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, I can't beat it and can't beat the weather we had yesterday. I got a chance to play 18, had a great time. A shout out to the guy that I was playing golf with, Billy Summerlin, one of your regulars here at Grand Elk. We had a super time, and he gave me a whole bunch of tips on how to play the course. Perfect. Saved me a few strokes. And as I said, the weather was good. We got around in something like about 4.5 hours. It was just an all-around good day. You guys do a great job.
Thank you very much.
So how long have you been here at Grand Elk?
I was here from 2003 to 2009, and then the original developer went under and so forth. A couple years later, the homeowners bought the course, and they brought me back in 2014, fourth year back.
Yeah. So are you from the area? Are you from here?
I grew up outside of Chicago, but I've been in Colorado since, been in mostly in Grand County since 1982.
Oh, wow. okay. You're practically a native then, huh?
Practically.
Yeah.
Practically.
So how long has the course been here?
Opened in the fall of 2002. 2003 was the first full season, and that's when I came.
Yeah, so I was going to say you were here pretty much from the beginning. Were you here during the construction of the course?
I wasn't at that time. I was actually working at a club in Florida while the course was being built.
Yeah. I mentioned in the open, it's a Highland Lynx course, which you wouldn't expect in the mountains of Colorado. You would think mountains, elevation, elevated tee boxes,
right.
You're teeing off and you're hitting down below to the fairway. Not the case here. This is really a Lynx type course.
Trip Davis and Craig Stadler were the designers, and they describe it as a Heathland-style course, so we don't have an ocean, obviously, but courses like Glen Eagles in Scotland that are in the in kind of the rolling hills and the moors,
yeah.
I guess you would call it. That was their inspiration for the course.
Well, you got a big lake not too far away from
here. We do.
Grand Lake. No ocean, but you got a big lake. So how would you, for people who are listening right now and have never been here, seen the area or seen the course, how would you best describe it for folks on the radio?
Well, it plays in a very Scottish style. So there are a number of holes where your best option to get it close to the pin is to play a running shot in. And I'm sure on number four, for instance, you saw that. The course is designed to play fast and firm, like a Lynx course, like a Scottish course. And you really get to hit all kinds of different shots on the course. It's one of my favorite things about it. And also, there are no two holes that are alike.
Yeah, you do. And generous fairways, wide fairways, mm-hmm. but tiny greens for the most part.
One of the things that that I think that they've done a great job with is if the hole is fairly difficult, the green is fairly straightforward. If the hole is relatively easy to reach or reachable par five, then there's a lot going on in the greens.
Yeah. I we're talking to Mike Ritter, by the way, the PGA head professional here at Grand Elk Golf Course in Granby, Colorado, 18 holes, a par 71. One of the things I noticed, too, I don't know if it's a trademark of Craig Stadler or not, because this is the only Craig Stadler course I've ever played, but the greenside bunkers, they're really not greenside. They're away from the greens a little bit. You've got 10, 20, in some cases, 25 yards between the bunker and the green.
Yep, and that makes it deceptive sometimes about what you're hitting in. We do have GPS that helps a lot with that, but you think the bunker's right next to the green, and it's actually a little bit short of it.
Yeah, I blasted out of a couple of bunkers and thought that might be pretty good, and I climbed out of the bunker and looked, and I was still 10 yards short of the green. Yeah, but it was, a fun day of golf here at at Grand Elk in Granby, Colorado. So the course and your season. We're here already in September.
Mm-hmm.
You opened in April of this year.
We opened April 10th this year, which was insanely early. But when the snow goes, we get open as soon as we can.
Yeah. What do you have to do to get open here? Because I imagine the winters can be pretty severe here.
They are, but we don't. Down here in Granby, we get about 150 inches of snow. Up at the Winter Park ski area, they get 350 inches of snow. So it clears pretty quickly here in the spring.
Yeah.
And the course drains well, too, so that helps us get going in the spring.
You got about maybe a month and a half of your season left?
Yeah, we'll go till at least the middle of October, maybe a little longer this year.
So what do you got planned now between here and the end of your season?
We got a lot going on this month. We've got a couple of fundraising tournaments. On September 16th, we've got a memorial for one of our members who actually passed away within the last year. That's also a fundraiser for Grand County Search and Rescue. That's on September 16th, and that's open to the public. They can go to our website and get more details about that. And we have one of our big tournaments of the year is the Chile Open, which is on September 29th. And some years it's chilly, and some years it's nice. And we also have a chili cooking a taste off for.
Well, I was going to say, is that chili the temperature or
both.
The food?
It's both. It can be both.
Hey, that sounds pretty good. What's the date on that?
That's
again?
September 29th, okay. Saturday the 29th.
That's a good way to wrap up the month of September.
It is.
There are other golf courses in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Elk, I played the other golf courses in the area. It's been a few years, but Grand Elk is very unique. They are more, like I was talking about earlier, mountain type. Or the kind of golf courses you'd expect in this area with trees and some elevation and things like
mm-hmm.
that. Do you guys, the golf courses here, do you coordinate?
We do. We actually have an organization called Grand Lynx, and the four of us work together to do things like the Golf Expo, and we do marketing as a to get the word out that this is a great golf destination. I mean, like you said, we're 90 minutes from Denver, and we've got four courses. They're all different. They're all very different style and unique courses, and it's a great place to go for a long weekend, or come up during, even better, come up during the week and stay a couple nights and play a bunch of golf.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, when you think of mountain golf in Colorado, you probably think Summit County and Keystone and Breckenridge, and then that I-70 corridor there where you have Copper Mountain and Vail, Beaver Creek and Eagle, and then you go a little further west, you got Glenwood Springs and Rifle. But nothing against those places. They're all terrific. But I would imagine that you guys offer – what you got to offer here is just as good.
It's not only just as good. Even at regular rates, we're 20 or 30% or more than a lot of those courses. You know, Grant County is still a very affordable place to come and play golf and vacation.
What about places to stay and other things like that here?
There's obviously there are – Winter Park is, you know, kind of the center of the housing or of hotels and so forth. I know you stayed down there. There are a lot of condos and so forth in the area. There are plans for bigger hotels in the works and so forth that are coming. That would be great. We do have a WorldMark by Wyndham right next door to us. You have to be a member of the WorldMark thing, the mm-hmm. points-based deal, but it's literally right outside our door.
So what do you do in the wintertime?
Wait for spring.
Good answer.
When the season ends, I'll get out of here for a little while. And then by the time January rolls around, it's already time to start getting ready for next year.
Yeah. All right. Well, like I said, I had a terrific time yesterday. The course is in just great shape. Greens, fairways. And I was able to keep it mostly on the greens and fairways, too.
Well, good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike, for everything you've done for us here at Tee to Green. And thanks for coming by and chatting with us.
Thanks for coming up, Jay. Appreciate it.
Telling us the story of Grand Elk from the golf course side. Larry Burks, the GM, standing by. He'll join us next as we continue from Grand County on Tee to Green.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Number one source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. This is T to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie. Boy, it's amazing how many people I run into anymore that say, I listen to your show on my phone every weekend. I'm not complaining. It's great. Just love to have you listening however you listen to T to Green. We are on the road. It's Labor Day weekend, and a road trip weekend for T to Green is we're coming your way from Grand County, Colorado. We're about 90 minutes west of Denver, up in the Colorado high country, 8,000 feet elevation, and the town of Granby. We're at the Grand Elk Golf Course. We're at the Grill at Grand Elk, which is a beautiful facility here in the clubhouse. The golf course just off to our left here, looking through the windows. It looks great out there. It's starting to warm up. The sun is shining brightly. Yesterday was 70 degrees here in Granby, and we got a chance to get out there and play 18, and they'll be busy again today. Our next guest is standing by. We had Larry Burks on the show last week on the telephone just to tell us. We teased the fact that we're going to be out here in Granby with the show this week, and now we've got him sitting right across the desk, the table from us here at the Grill at Grand Elk. Larry, good to see you.
Good to see you, Jay. How are you today?
We're good. Larry is the general manager. What does that encompass? What do you do?
I'm in charge of the food and beverage operation, the golf shop, and the maintenance operation of the golf club. And I help out a little bit in the HOA stuff also.
Yeah. So tell us about the food and beverage and where we're at right now, the Grill.
So I just took over in April, and we've started doing more breakfast, lunches, and dinners here at the golf club, and we are going to keep it open all winter long this year, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights, for our members. Most of our members, we have a lot of full-time members here, but we have a lot that come up on the weekends, so we're hoping that we can generate some revenue and serve the members here and the townspeople of Granby by having this beautiful place open all winter long. And the summer's been a great summer. We're having a good year. It's good food. We got good staff, and we like to have a lot of fun while we're here.
I noticed down right outside here, right out the windows that I mentioned, you got a swimming pool, you got a hot tub, and those kind of amenities as well.
Yes, sir. The swimming pool will close here shortly. We don't keep it open in the winter, but the hot tub, it's probably a 26-person hot tub, and it's open all winter long, so the members can come here and have a little food and go sit in the hot tub or vice versa, and they have a good time. They enjoy it all winter long here.
It sounds good. How long have you been here, been doing this?
Well, here at Grand Elk, I've been here since April 1st. Before that, I did a 29-year over at Pole Creek Golf Club, just down the street.
Sure.
And then before that, I was GM over at Grand Lake Golf Course for about 4 years before I made the trip over here. So I always say one more golf course in the county and I'll have them all.
I thought when I heard the name Larry Burks last week, I thought, boy, that name sounds familiar. It's from Pole Creek.
Correct.
You were there a long time.
Yes.
Another great, one of four great golf courses in this area.
Yeah, we have four fabulous golf courses, a lot of different terrain. You know, you go from the Pole Creek and Grand Lake that are more tree-lined to Grand Elk and Granby Ranch that are a little more out in the open. So you come up here on a vacation, you can play a different golf course that seems, you know, one's heathland like us, and then you go to one that's treed like a true mountain golf course. It's really some good golf up here.
Yeah, I was talking to Mike about that. You got the three that you are kind of what you'd expect in a mountain golf course at 8,000 feet. And then Grand Elk, I don't think anybody would expect to see a golf course like this out here.
No, you know, this is a great golf course with its risk reward that you get almost on every tee. There's a lot of risk reward, whether you try to carry it over the bunker or lay up to it. There's a lot of holes like that. It's really cool.
Something else I liked about the course and the way it's set up, some of the holes are short, and you don't have to get out there and bomb it, but you got to place it. All you need is maybe a 200-yard tee shot for your next shot into the green. But you got to place it in the right spot with that 200-yard shot.
Yeah, there's quite a few of those. I mean, you know, you make the turn on the golf course. 9's a fairly long par 4, and then you get to 10, 11, 12, 13. There's a lot of placement that you need to do on 10, 11, 12, 13. A lot of forced carries there also.
Yeah. So what do you guys do during the course of this the golf season to bring golfers in, not just from the area, surrounding area, but from anywhere?
So, you know, we do a lot of marketing with, you know, we do a lot with Avid Golfer. We do a lot of online advertising. You know, we work with the Grand County Tourism Board, and they help us out a lot, too, in trying to get people from all over the country to come play golf in this wonderful place.
The HOA thing, is that kind of new? Something kind of new?
Well, the HOA took over this golf course, I believe it was 4 years ago, when the developer kind of failed. The HOA decided that the homeowners here decided we're going to buy the golf course and we're going to make this, you know, our golf course. And they've really taken to that and they're doing a really good job of putting money into it and bringing the golf course back to what it needs to be.
Yeah, we're with Larry Burks. He's the general manager here at Grand Elk. And we're talking about a little bit about the business side of things here. How's your 2018 spring and summer been?
Well, so far it's been really good. The business is good. The rounds are up. You know, the membership seems happy. Everybody that's coming in here is having a good time, and they've been telling us that, which, you know, people usually don't tell you that. So it makes you feel good that the operation is running as smooth as it is right now. We've got a lot of homes being built in our area right now. I think there's around 25. Homes being built in the area, which is great. That once they're here, they're also a member of the golf club. So our membership is going to increase, and I'm sure we're going to go through a few growing pains in the next few years, which is going to be a great problem to have.
Yeah, nice problem to have. Yeah. Last time I was here was 12 years ago, and the golf course was pretty much the only thing out here back then. When I drove in yesterday morning, I looked around, and you mentioned a bunch of homes. You got a city market right here on the corner, a McDonald's right there as well, a big gas station set up. And so, yeah, there is some growth going on.
Yeah, you know, we have the Wyndham right next door, Worldmark Wyndham, that has a timeshare place and some casitas. And it's growing. The whole place is growing. The whole county is growing, actually. So it's good to see some development going on here.
Talked a little bit with Mike Ritter about the cooperation amongst the golf tournaments, the golf courses in the area.
Yeah, so we call it Grand Links, and it's all four golf courses together, and we do a lot of marketing together. And, you know, we decided that rather than fight each other, let's develop something that we could bring people up here to play four rounds of golf, three rounds, two rounds, whatever, and so that we could all benefit from that. And so far it's working really well, and we have a good time doing that. So
you're going to shut down the golf course here in about a month and a half.
Yeah, roughly. We'll shut it down in a month and a half.
Have you thought about anything you could do in the wintertime to get folks out here, besides keeping the grill open?
Yeah, you know, we're going to keep the grill open. We bought the NFL ticket, so we're hoping we can get some good people coming up here and watching some football. And then, you know, it's a winter paradise, too. It's a four-season community. So we're going to try to do some snowshoeing around the golf course, maybe even a small Nordic track around the golf course. We may do some bonfires out there, other things like that, tree lighting ceremony for Christmas, and just something that we can get the members more engaged in the club and be here. You know, we'll probably take trips up to Winter Park or Steamboat, some of the Nordic centers everywhere, and do that kind of thing.
Yeah, it sounds good. When people come here to play golf, if families come, I mean, the dad usually plays golf, or maybe the mom might play too, but they're always looking for other things to do, family entertainment-wise. Are there a lot of those opportunities here in this area?
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. You know, it's just a really neat area. We've got Lake Granby close, Shadow Mountain and the town of Grand Lake. We got Rocky Mountain National Park really close. On the other end, we have Winter Park Resort. They have a lot of summer activities and winter activities there. You know, the boating, the hiking, the fishing, we're right next to the Colorado River, which is gold medal fly fishing. So there's a plethora of things to do up here. It's amazing. You'll never get bored.
And you folks down in southern Colorado listening on our flagship station, Extra Sports 1300, in Colorado Springs, down in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, southern Colorado area. Tell you what, if you haven't been up here, it's easy to get to, not a hassle at all. And with the four courses, you cannot not have a good time.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's just a great place. I mean, and like you said, it is really easy to get to. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump over Berthoud Pass, and you come into beautiful Grand County, Colorado.
Yeah, and bring your buddies and spend a few days. You can't do it all in one day or 2 days.
No, it really takes a good 3 or 4 days, unless you decide to play 36 a day.
Well, you could do that too. Yeah. And if your prices are competitive and in a lot of cases cheaper than some of the other mountain area resort golf courses.
Right. I think we say affordable mountain golf is what we like to say, and very player friendly golf courses.
All right. Larry Burks, GM, Grand Elk, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jay.
We'll continue with Cheetah Green right after this.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables skills, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark Kelbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, we want to talk to you about pitching and how important it is to be able to make the right motion there to get the ball closer to the cup where you can make more up and downs. First of all, when you're pitching, I want the ball right in the middle of your stance. There are variations off this, and certain lies may dictate otherwise, but for the most part, you want the ball right in the middle of your stance. Secondly, I want you to think of hands on a clock. Your backswing generally mirrors your follow-through in regards to length. Sometimes you're going to follow through a little bit more just to keep the momentum of the golf swing. Think of 9-3. This will help you keep nice controlled motion, good contact, and get the ball to where you want to go. Lastly, the back of your left hand is going to mirror your club face. Whatever the back of the left hand does, so goes the club face. So if you let that kind of turn over, the ball will likely either be hit in the middle of the golf ball, or you'll pull it, or you'll put topspin on it. At the end of your golf swing, you want to be able to put a cup of coffee on the face of your golf club going right at your target.
Same strokes. Get the ball up and down. Check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your nearest PGA professional.
Golfers listen because we speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everyone. With Scott Cuddy in Master Control, I'm Jay Ritchie, taking the show on the road this weekend. By the way, next weekend we are on the road again. We'll be in Garden City, Kansas for a Symetra Tour event that's going to be played there, and we'll be doing the show from Garden City, Kansas. We were there a year ago and actually invited us back again this year. So we're going to take advantage of that and be on the road again next weekend. But we are in the Colorado Mountains, the high country of Colorado, some 90 minutes west of Denver in Grand County. They have four golf courses here in the Granby area. They call it the Grand Links. And one of those courses is called Grand Elk, and that's where we are. We're in the grill at Grand Elk in the coffee shop here. We're set up by the fireplace, which we almost needed this morning. It was a little chilly when we first got here, but we've been talking to Mike Ritter, the PGA head pro here at Grand Elk. Larry Burks, the GM, just joined us. And right now we're going to bring on John Riddell. Grand Elks is unique. We've talked about the uniqueness and the fact that it's sort of a links course in the middle of the mountains, which is different. It's also unique in the fact that the members and the folks here in Grand County, in Granby, own and operate the golf course. And one of the guys on the planning committee and the advisory committee for that is John Riddell, who's with us right now. John, welcome to Tee to Green. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So this all came about 4 years ago. You guys, the ownership, the management group that was running the golf course kind of dropped the ball, you might say, and you guys thought it was too good of a thing to let go, and you jumped in and took it over.
We did. It wasn't quite as quick as jumping in and taking over. It took a while.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of owners who were really concerned about the course, wanted to keep it alive. We didn't want to let it go under. And so we spent a fair amount of time trying to figure out how we got from A to B, meaning from where we were when the developers owned it to actually owning the course ourselves. And it was remarkable how many people stepped up. And we had a steep learning curve trying to figure out, how do you run a golf course? Well, how do you own a golf course?
Yeah, really.
But we had a wonderful owner who held on to it until we were ready to make a decision and give us a great price on the course. That was Pam Lacey. So we owe a debt of gratitude to her for that. But it's nice to be here today talking with you because we've got a wonderful course. We own it. And financially, we're doing well.
That's good. So it's all's well that ends well, so to speak.
Yeah, except for sometimes the golfing itself and the score when you're done.
Well, yeah, that's true. But we're all going through that at any course, right? So did you have any background in business or running anything at that point?
Not at all. Well, all of us had experience of business, so we kind of knew what it took to run things in general. But no, nobody had any golf course experience at all, so it was a real steep learning curve. We consulted a lot of people. We did our due diligence. I remember one of the first meetings we had with a group called Piper Jaffray down in Denver, who gave us a lot of good insight into what running a course would be like and how much it would cost. But now I think we all feel pretty good about the fact that we learned a new business as a result of this too.
If you guys wouldn't have stepped up, would we even be here today? Would this course be here today?
You know, one of the interesting things was that the developers delinked ownership and membership. So we ended up with a lot of people moving here who weren't necessarily golfers. And so that was a bit of a problem. When we decided to try and buy the course, we were concerned that these people who owned here but weren't golfers wouldn't see the value in doing this. So we really spent a lot of time, communicating about the importance of this course being alive, because if it went under, home values are going to go under too.
Sure. So you had some investment there.
We had huge investment. And even those who didn't golf came on board. We had like an 87% positive response to buying the course, which was really no small thing. It took a lot of time and effort to get there.
So you talked about the learning curve. Take us through that a little bit.
Well, I think one of the first things that we learned early on is that golf is struggling at this time around the country. We're seeing fewer golfers for a variety of reasons. It's a long game. It's an expensive game. And so we were trying to square, up here in Grand County where you have four courses already, and by the way, there was a fifth being planned. Mm. And one of the things that we learned early on is there are only so many golf rounds in Grand County.
Sure.
And
or
so,
anywhere for that matter.
Or anywhere for that matter. Yeah. So how many of those rounds can we get and so on and so forth? One of the first important learnings for us was this course is going to make it based on owner members. We only have 5-plus months of golf up here, beautiful golf. But one of the problems is how many public rounds can we get? Well, we can get public rounds, but the key thing is ultimately – building this out and owners being members of the course and paying their annual dues into the course. And that's really the business model that we've kind of taken going forward. And I heard Larry saying earlier, it's nice to have some development here of new houses, because every one of those houses, we've brought back ownership and membership. So if you're going to own here, you have to be a member of the course.
Sure.
And so that will be ultimately our revenue stream going forward. And I think that probably the most important thing that we learned. The other thing is get good people like Mike Ritter and Larry Burks.
Yes.
And that makes a huge difference.
Yeah. So we're with John Riedel. John, you're a member of the advisory committee and the planning committee. What is your role? What does that mean?
We brought together a group of people to do strategic planning. It's kind of an interesting dynamic. The board of directors that we have in place now has been working for 4 years figuring out how to save the course, kind of get us in a position where we can control our own destiny. And the strategic planning committee is focused on going forward, real kind of different perspectives. So we have a group of four people who have been working now for 10 months, and we've been doing a lot of research around what are the strengths and the weaknesses of Grand Elk currently. We wanted to know what owners think about our community. So we've done an ownership and owner survey. we did a reserve study, which is the first one we've done in a long time. What are our assets? You know, how long are they going to last? How much are we going to need to be investing? And then we did a realtor focus group, which is kind of interesting. About a month and a half ago, we brought realtors together and said, what do you think of Grand Elk? Not just the course, but the whole community. So we brought together a lot of streams of information, and now we're actually putting that strategic plan together in terms of what do we do, when do we do it, how much is it going to cost, where do we want to be? Sure. So it's kind of interesting. Who, as owners, what do we want this community to be like going into the future? So it's really been wonderful.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? The Green Bay Packers are owned by the people in Green Bay. And that's worked pretty out, worked pretty well.
Yeah, that has. I think we were pretty concerned, like, can we really pull this off? We don't really know golf. But, you know, it's worked out great. And I think after we took over the course, one of the first things we did is we brought Mike Ritter back. Mike had been the pro here for a number of years. And when Mike came back on board, things really started to turn around for us. So I think that there is that pride of ownership that really makes a difference.
Sure.
Yeah.
I noticed, too, while I was playing, there's some construction going on. There's some homes being built, and there's some work being done.
This year, I think we have about 27 new units going up. Some of them are homes, single homes. Some of them are townhouses. But compare that to last year when I think we had three.
Wow.
The year before, maybe two. So what's kind of interesting now is, and the Strategic Planning Committee is looking at this, we have 684 lots here. We're about a fifth of the way built out. What happens when we get to 400 or 450 mm-hmm. places? That's going to have some real impact in the course, which is kind of a neat thing to have because it's really a kind of a high-level problem. It's not bad to get to a point and say, oh, my goodness, this place is going to get really busy. How are we going to deal with that? So hopefully we'll continue to see the growth and building of new places over the next few years. But that is one of the things we're taking into consideration.
Is the golf course, though, the centerpiece for everything you do?
It really is. It's the gem. And I think that's why we got 87% of the people saying, yes, let's buy it because it is the core gem. But in our planning, one of the things we realize is there are a lot of other things that people are interested in, too. A lot of skiers up here.
Yeah.
A lot of people who like snowshoeing and cross-country skiing as well as downhill skiing. So one of the things we're going to do, we know we've got a gem. I think people really love this Heathland-style course up here. Now it's, okay, what are some of the other things we can do? Fly fishing clubs?
Yes.
We've got a lot of bridge players up here. I mean, there are a lot of things that the community likes to do.
Sure.
So the course is core. But we're going to expand into a lot of other areas, too.
You don't have to give a price, but did you get a good deal when you guys bought the course?
We got a great deal, I'd have to say. It was pretty remarkable. Pam Lacey really wanted to see this course succeed. It was kind of her legacy, and so she gave us a great price.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So are you a golfer, serious golfer?
I am. I am a serious golfer. I probably golf 3 times a week here. When you hit 71, you can't do it every day because your back just doesn't handle it.
I would have never guessed 71 years old, I swear.
But I do. I love golfing, and I love this course. One of the things I didn't think I would do is be able to play the same course 3 times a week all year long.
Yeah.
But this course is so challenging and beautiful.
All right.
That it's a real joy.
Well, yeah. Thanks for taking a little time to share that great story with us on buying the course. You guys have done a tremendous job, and thanks for having us up this weekend.
Good to have you. Thanks a lot.
Mike Riedel, member of Grand Elk, the Planning Committee and Advisory Committee, and one of the reasons why there is still a golf course here in Granby. Grand Elk, there's Grand Lake, there's Granby Ranch, and there's Pole Creek. I don't know if we've mentioned the other area golf course. It's part of the Grand Links, along with Grand Elk here in Grand County, is where we're at today. We're not done yet, though. More of Tee to Green coming up right after this.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. And boy, another hour has just flown by. It seems like just minutes ago when Jimmy Buffett was getting the show rolling today. This is Tee to Green, the golf show on the road in Granby, Colorado at Grand Elk Golf Course. I'm Jay Ritchie, thanking you for joining us on this Labor Day weekend show. And a reminder that this being Labor Day weekend, you can join Tee to Green in supporting Folds of Honor by playing a round of golf to support Patriot Golf Day and to honor our military heroes. Your generosity will help fund Folds of Honor Foundation scholarships given to the spouses and kids of America's military killed or disabled in the line of duty. They've been doing this since 2017, a great cause. Last year, they raised over $7 million and dished out over 3,500 scholarships to deserving families. Since they started in 2007, military families have received over $47 million, resulting in more than 16,000 scholarships to benefit the Folds of Honor in all 50 states and 41 PGA sections around the country. We're proud to help support this great cause. Hope you'll join in the mission this weekend. To find a participating course near you, visit PatriotGolfDay.org, PatriotGolfDay.org. I know the golfing community is generous, as we all are. We'll rise to the occasion again in support of Patriot Golf Weekend. Our thanks to the folks here at Grand Elk for a great show today. Mike Ritter, the PGA head pro, Larry Burks, the general manager, John Riddell, member of the planning committee. The HOA owns this course, and
What a great job they do here in Grand Elk. If you want more information, GrandElk.com is the phone, is the website. GrandElk.com is the website for more information. If you live in the Colorado area and you're looking for golf for just a day or a weekend or longer, a long extended weekend, think about the Grand Links here in Grand County, Colorado. That's going to do it. Next week, we'll be in Garden City, Kansas. Our thanks to Scott Cuddy and Master Control today. I'm Jay Ritchie. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.